As I begin to tell my personal story of deliverance, I can't help thinking about how the Lord, my Redeemer and Deliverer, never left me in the time of trouble. Although it seemed as if He was far away, I realized, after my deliverance, that He was there all the time. I had the privilege to be raised by my granny, as I called her, who was a very strong lady. Even though Granny didn't attend church, she made sure my sister and I attended almost every Sunday. Her worship was at home in the kitchen, where she would be singing hymns while cooking Sunday dinner. As a child, I would wonder how she knew those songs since I didn't see her in church. Now that I am an adult, I realize Granny had her own relationship with God. Granny sent us to church with my godmother, who was a caring, God-fearing lady. She had two children of her own, but still managed to spread love and hospitality to my sister and me. My godbrother Freddie and godsister Mary were just like my biological siblings. My godbrother was the highlight of my life and the backbone of the family. Because his mother was single at the time, he was also like a husband to her. Freddie drove us to church when he was 16 years old. I can still remember the times he would get dressed for Sunday service, have his Bible in one hand, grab his keys and say, "If you're not in the car by the time I get ready to pull off, I'm going to leave you and you are not going to stay in the house. You will be outside until we come home." I would be on his heels because I knew Freddie didn't play. He was an old soul at a young age. I must take time to tell you more about Freddie because he played a major part in my spiritual life. He was my Sunday school teacher and my choir director. He led devotional service and played the drums while singing like it was nobody's business but Jesus's and his. He would also count the offering after service. Freddie was like a one-man church leadership team for the Lord. He was a very wise young man and was always fair. I remember times I would miss Sunday school, and at the end of the month, he would give treats to the children who didn't miss any Sundays that month. Because he was my godbrother, I thought Freddie would still give me a treat. He would say, with this wise look on his face, "Why would you test me in front of all these children when they knew you had missed Sunday school?" I would have a sad look on my face, and on the way home, he would give me a treat anyway. Freddie spoiled me and was like a father, brother, and best friend all in one.